winging it in 3, 2. Welcome back to the land of 10,000 lakes.
People are going to be happy that we're getting them this episode.
Let's face it, do men ever mature past 12?
No. Did you set me up there?
Yes. Okay.
That was actually really good.
Have less ex-girlfriends on the gullet chain.
We end up at Mike Tyson's house. No lie.
Jacob just got up out of his chair and grabbed a to-go box filled. I mean filled with chocolate cake.
You just came out of nowhere with the box of chocolate cake.
Is this where Isaiah finally talks?
Hello, everybody. My name is Isaiah Moingen, and you just tuned in to the Listen Local podcast. You bet your boots. We are powered by the wonderful Pequot Lakes and Gull Lake Sanitation. If you left your driveway this morning and you did not have a red or black garbage can, Jacob,
you're doing it wrong.
Dang right. Welcome back. Welcome back. How you doing?
Colton's so tan. I honestly thought that undershirt he had on was
his chest hair. Yeah, me too. He walked up, his shades on, and I was like, man, he really got saucy.
We got Simon Cowell here. Oh, man. Colton.
Hi.
Do you remember who we are?
I don't really know. How does this work? What do I do with my hands?
Well, if you listen to the last few episodes, we don't know what we're doing.
Did you listen to Mexico?
I tried, and I shut it off.
You know what? Like we said on the last podcast, it was a lot funnier in person when you were a little intoxicated than listening to it again. And then I realized
you were like drunk on the sun and of course the fresh air.
Oh yeah. Of course. We don't drink on the show.
Yeah. Of course. And then one feedback I had was if we had video of it, it would make a lot more sense.
Isaiah, shut your trap. I loved it. I love your idea of that. And I agree because Paul, the funniest guy on the show
was
nobody knew he was an 82-year-old retired dude that just walked around.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, talking like that.
That was something else.
But Colton, how was Costa Rica?
Costa Rica was great last year. This year, I was in the Dominican, and it was nice.
Oh, you got a little Punta Cana, huh?
Little Punta Cana.
Yep. Mm. Isaiah?
Yeah. Nope. Something Alto.
Okay. It looked nice.
Yeah, we were north of Punta Cana, but
it looked nice.
It was great.
I was joking with Tal yesterday. I hadn't seen her since you guys have been back, and she said, your cheeks got a little rosy. I didn't even know if you lived here anymore with all your traveling. And I said, yeah. I said, you guys, it looks like you had a little color. And I saw Colton the other day. She's like, yeah, I'm peeling. Have you seen Colton? I said, is he red? She's like, no. He looks like he belongs down there. Something like that. Yeah, you did. You got some nice tan there, Colton.
I did get a really, really nice tan. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and you guys weren't even there super long, were you?
No, it was 5 days in the sun, you know.
Which I think is perfect. Good. Isaiah, I've decided 5 days is going to be our Mexico trip next year.
5 days is
seven,
the sweet spot.
Seven was too much.
No, yeah. Seven's a long time.
After you guys left, Trav and I were like, okay.
See, and four might be four is... Four is one day too short. Mm-hmm. Yep. Five is the number.
Yep.
You did what Isaiah did. Mm-hmm. You get a full 5 days where you fly in. You get that almost that whole day, and you get until like the afternoon to fly out.
Mm-hmm. Now does seem like a good time to tell you that I will be gone again in 2 weeks.
What?
Got it.
Where are you going? Bermuda?
Mexico. What? Mexico.
Why?
Are we going to come with you? We'll just come with you. It's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to Puerto Vallarta?
No.
Cancun?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Where?
You know.
Sam's going to be
Playa Mujeres. Ooh. North of.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Just north of Cancun.
Yeah, of course.
Our boy Sam and his girlfriend are going to be in Cancun around that time as well.
Cancun!
Yep. So anyway, should we just dive into the sad, sad news that the state had to deal with yesterday?
It's more frustrating than it is sad.
Yeah, I'm happy for him, honestly. You know, everyone knows.
I'm angry.
Yeah, but
Do you know what he should do with that extra money? He should donate it to our Bobber Tower Committee.
I like that.
Come on,
Kurt. Least that he could do was throw us $100K to get
freaking
that Bobber
traitor.
You know what else I was thinking of when I talked to the Vikings last year about having him on our show? And the guy's like, I think that'd be a great idea, blah, blah, blah. Because Kirk was in Nisswa last year, as we all know. And he said, well, let's wait until next offseason and really do a deep dive into small towns with Kirk because he likes talking about it. Well, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah. Enjoy Atlanta.
Just have you seen that TV show?
No.
It's dumb. because Atlanta's dumb. And now
isn't that with Childish Gambino?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's gross. Atlanta's disgusting.
It is. It's horrible. They have a nice airport though.
Well, yeah, it's because isn't that the busiest airport?
Yeah, it's the Delta hub.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
But anyway, Sky Club. The Vikings are now putting all faith in Isaiah's guy, Sam Darnold. but we got Aaron Jones. Vikings got Aaron. Hey. I love Aaron Jones.
Hey.
He's one of my best people to interview all the time. He's so nice. So, as a Packer, that's now a Viking.
I'm just giving up. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving up.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I mean, we're doing a great job.
Yep.
I think
you said that.
I think the coaching staff and Kwesi is doing awesome.
Okay,
they're killing it.
So what I would do?
Are you being I'm not saying I love Darnold.
Are you being?
I think they're being methodical with what they're doing, and it makes a ton of sense. There's no way there's no way we should have paid Kirk that much money. He's been with us for 6 years and won one playoff game.
I think that's other reasons though too. They did well on defense yesterday. Mm-hmm. They got a good running back.
They got a couple. They got a stud and a stud linebacker, too.
Yep. And they got Cashman back, mm-hmm. former golfer. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. You guys will call me crazy. If this is the move they want to do, and they're going to draft a quarterback like J.J. McCarthy or somebody, mm-hmm. you want a older quarterback to teach him like the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. So I would not have hired Darnold or got him. I would have got like Sean Mannion or something back to then teach this kid the ins and outs and coach him a little bit.
Mannion doesn't know his ass from his elbow.
He's a good teacher. He's a horrible quarterback. He's like Kevin O'Connell. Horrible quarterback. But
great coach.
Great coach. Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah.
Go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
Another building year.
Yep, here we go. 6 more years of Christian Ponder again.
He was the tight end we had.
See, he doesn't even remember. That's how bad it was. He's the guy that wasted Adrian Peterson's career is what he is.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Just bring back Case Keenum, right?
Yeah. No, that would have been a great move. Smart guy. Knows how to play quarterback. Win you 4 games.
So does Colin Kaepernick.
He's not a good teacher, though. We've learned that.
I feel like we need to start this episode over.
No, this has been Vikings Talk brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's Cash.
Yeah, Kohl's Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, so you mentioned...
Do they even have Kohl's in Atlanta?
Probably not. You know what happened?
What do you have to offer him that we don't have?
Wait, this is what happened.
We have so many Kohl's.
When you get married, the wife tends to make all the decisions, correct?
It's true.
Kirk Cousins' wife is an Atlanta native.
Oh, is she?
Her family all lives there.
That's it?
Yep. She took the soul right out of his soul.
Oh, that's deep.
Yep. You mentioned the bobber.
Kirk, committee, if you need an agent, let me know.
The committee is still commencing. And I saw there was a Colton. As soon as you got back, you saw an influx of posts about the bobber.
I did. I did.
A lot of people are sharing.
Was that confusing?
No.
I knew what was happening.
Oh. So that is yeah.
Did
so
I know it was
support
happening?
Support the Paint the Bobber committee and let's get this bobber painted. But
I love our mayor because seeing him reply to comments on that post is my favorite.
It's the best.
It's hilarious because like we're literally raising funds so the taxpayers don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then there's like 50 comments that are like, why don't they just use tax money to pay for it?
Yeah.
And people bitch all year long about how we spend too much money on taxes. And then they're like, just use that.
Yeah. It's crazy. but before this thing gets painted, there are a lot of events in the area, including a boxing championship this weekend at the Northern Pacific Center. So, Isaiah, why don't we give old Mike Higgins a call? He's the owner of the Northern Pacific Center, and chat with him a little bit. Hey, Mike, it's Jacob with the Listen Local Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We were just diving into a little talk about all the events going on in the area, starting with your guys' boxing championship you have coming up here. Maybe tell the listeners a little about that, then we'll dive into more of a backstory of what led you to Brainerd.
So this boxing program we got going on is pretty awesome. Chris Bunnis and Tony Bonsati approached us 6 months ago and wanted to have a couple of local boxing matches here for the local boxing clubs. And we had our first one a few months ago, and I think they had 17 or 18 fights on the card, and it was kind of takedown gym here in the Brainerd Lakes area has a fight club, and it was a lot of their boxers and then some boxers from out of town and other fight clubs. And it was just a great event. We had over 500 people show up to the first one. There was some awesome fights, some kid, you know, kids fight, 10-year-olds, some girls, women boxing, you know, and it's all tied to Golden Gloves. And so, yeah, just that's kind of how it started. And then we had another one, another local event a month ago. And our venue, you know, 2 South at the Northern Civic Center is just an awesome venue for stuff like this. There's a lot of room, a lot of history, and it just looks good. So we drew a lot of attention quickly to Golden Gloves boxing and ended up, because we can move fast, we signed a deal to have a District 4 event, and that's this Saturday. And that's basically about 65 counties in the state of Minnesota is makes up District 4. So basically all the boxing clubs in these districts put their best guys up, and they come here and they have a 1-day event on Saturday. And then what they're trying to do is get to our regional event, which is next month in April. And that's a 2-day show, and that's 3 states. So they're basically, you know, start out at a local event, go to a district event, go to a regional event. And then what they're trying to get to, the winners just keep advancing, and they're going to the U.S. Golden Gloves Championship in Detroit in May. Dang. So we just think it's awesome. You know, we know boxing can be a little rough and tough, but what I've learned very quickly is there's a lot of kids that maybe are brought up in rough environments and have struggling, and boxing is just a way for them to channel some of those processes and hurts and pains, and it's a release for them, and it's a good thing. And I just have gotten really behind it and into it just because of it just gives people an outlet.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think we've seen the resurgence in boxing over the last decade as well. You know, I felt like it dipped off a little bit, but especially the Minnesota scene with Caleb Truex and the boxing down there, it seems like Minnesota is getting more and more recognized for the boxing scene. Before we dive into all of that, you mentioned the history of the Northern Pacific Center. Maybe take us back through what led you there, what made you want to be a part of that building and that history, and then how it's transitioned into much more than just a wedding venue.
Well, I didn't want anything to do with it, to be honest with you. I owned the paper mill, bought that in 2014, and I naturally met the owner of this place, Dave Hutton. And, you know, we vetted each other for a couple years, and he was trying to get me to buy this place, and I wasn't in a position to be able to give him the kind of money he was asking. And I never really told him that I didn't think it was worth it. It just wasn't worth it to me. And we spent a couple years going back and forth, and he had it sold to other people. I kind of helped him walk through the process of selling it to 2 different buyers that eventually fell through and didn't happen. And after a couple years of telling him no, he reached out to me and said, I'm getting kind of older, and there's a lot of issues there that I'm dealing with, and I can't give it the attention that it deserves. He lived in Minneapolis, and he was 70, in his late 70s. And he basically said, I want to figure out how to get it in your hands. And we, within about 90 days, I owned it. And, you know, took over and basically did a lot of soul searching and math and homework, and looked at leases and the wedding venue that had been started here, and just decided that I wanted to build a resort. And, you know, today, 5 years later, it's 5 years in February that I bought it. You know, our mission is basically this, is that the Northern Pacific Center has been an intricate part of the Brainerd Lakes area for the last 150 years. And me and my staff's goal and mission is to create and rebrand the Northern Pacific Center into a resort and event center and a community center for the people of Minnesota to share for the next 150 years.
Wow, that's incredible. The process going behind that and having those conversations and stuff like that is cool to hear kind of your perspective on it. And I, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, you know, where, you know, what your vision was and kind of where you are today. But tell us a little bit about the future. Any development plans or anything exciting that you're working on behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, we've kind of, just to get you up to speed where we're at today, we have Building 5, the clock tower building. We have that bottom of that all leased out on long-term leases and long-term partners. So we've got our DeRozier and Associates is a financial company that leases some offices. And then we've got Loco Express, the coffee shop. We've got Native, Alyssa Linder, and the Native Fern is the next permanent build out. So a hair salon and plant and boutique. We got Little Hobo with the boutique. We got Goodies, which is gourmet ice cream, popcorn, toys, and candy. We've got Notch 8 as our bar and restaurant, and then basically wedding venues on the rest of the building. We've got Blacksmith Main as our main wedding venue, which is pretty well selling out every year. We do 55 to 65 weddings. Wow. We've got the Exchange in 2 South, which is our convention center, where we do boat shows, Christmas market, spring market, trade shows. We've got the Minnesota Adult Teen Challenge Gala coming up. We've got Dancing with the Stars. Habitat for Humanity has a Dancing with the Stars event every year to raise money to try to build a house. We actually just got confirmation that we're going to be doing a military ball this fall for about 1,000 people. So, wow. You know, that's where we're at today. Very successful, very busy. We are going to be bringing on our own hospitality division, and doing our own catering in the near future. We are going to be building 30 sea container cabins, so that our brides and grooms have places on property to stay. Super modern, super, super, nice. You know, people hear sea container cabins and they think about sea containers they see on our train going by, but these are very modern,
like a Connex container, building out like a little tiny house.
Yep, similar to a tiny house. So, but think cabins. So they'll be in pods of 10 out in the back field, so a family could rent 10 of them, and you know, 35 people could sleep there. They have a common area fire pit. And pretty cool concept. We're actually the first test model is being built right now over at the paper mill, and should be built for people to see in the next couple months. And that's our next big thing we're doing. We're going to be building a full-blown catering kitchen and new bride and groom suite in 2 South this fall. And we're actually opening a second wedding venue in 2 South next year. So we want to double our wedding traffic in 25 and 26, which would put us at, you know, 110 to 120 destination weddings.
Wow.
And then I guess at the end of the day, our biggest goal and thing we're trying to do is we really want to build a hotel in Building 1. I started that process before COVID hit when I first bought this place, and COVID, of course, kind of slowed that down. And we've had some hotel developers here that want to build, you know, kind of a cheaper brand. I call it a Super 8 hotel, which is fine if you want to stay the Super 8, but we just feel this property has a lot more value than a Super 8. We want to build a state-of-the-art 110-room boutique hotel inside inside Building 1, you know, three-story build-out inside the old building, keep the tall ceilings, keep the steel columns and everything.
What has it been like to, like, have the old building? Any struggles or hoops you have had to jump through because of the age of the building?
It's difficult. I tell people all the time, you know, I was a demolition contractor, so I tore these buildings down for 20 years of my career. I'm really good at tearing them down. I do that in my sleep.
That's gonna be sort of fun.
Yeah, it is, and it is, you know, like the old power plant with the smokestacks. You know, when I first came to town, I can remember driving into Brainerd to look at the paper mill, and I saw the smokestacks as you're coming up 210, and I drove here, because normally in a community that I've worked where there's a building I'm going to tear down, you always follow the smokestacks. Oh. And I got to Northern Pacific Center. It was where I just drove to because I wasn't following the blue line, because I never follow the blue line because I'm smarter than Google, but you know how that is. So I came here and I'm like, well, this isn't the paper mill, you know? So this is actually the first property I drove to when I came to town, and then I went over to the paper mill. But I've always thought it'd be really fun to tear that power plant and tip over those smokestacks. But today, that's the nicest building here, if you ask me.
Totally agree.
And I'm never going to tear it down. But the point is, I'm good at repurposing these old buildings because I spent so many years tearing them down. It cost double to repurpose one of these old buildings than it does to just tear it down and build a new one.
Right.
It costs double to heat them and do the electrical work and the upgrades. It costs way more to maintain this 80,000 square foot convention center than it would to just build a brand new one. My monthly expenses and my overhead are double what they would be if I would just build a new one. But I just think there's not a lot of these buildings left in the world. I can only find 5 buildings like 2 South in the United States in all my research that are this size and this age still standing and still being used.
Yeah, and anybody who's walked in there, that you can see all of the history, and it's definitely worth all of the preservation and work and effort that you put into it. It's a beautiful property.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm proud of it. It's sometimes some of the decisions I have to make are not the most business smart decisions, but I just think the property and the community is worth it. I'm willing to stick my neck out in the line to try to preserve this place and keep it here and going for the next 150 years.
Yeah. I think, honestly, we have a million questions. I think we could really dive into this. Maybe next time we'll come down there and chat at one of those buildings down there. But I want to circle back to the boxing match this weekend. Is it one of your favorite events, or do you feel like it could be one of the best events out there? I know you guys have like Off the Rails and you do a lot of those different events throughout the year, but boxing, I think, could bring in a demographic that hasn't been seen before.
You know, you're asking me to pick a favorite event. What I love about events here is engagement. I've had some events that I thought were going to be really awesome and really cool events, and they were profitable. And they're jaw dropping. You walk in the building and see them, and it's cool. But my favorite events are when the crowd is engaged. Yeah. And the last boxing match we had, you know, we had over 750 people in the room. We had the Harding family was here. They had one of the Harding kids was boxing in his first ever match. And I mean, the engagement of the people was amazing. Now, Off the Rails Christmas Market is right up there and probably my favorite event just because of the way it started. That was started as let's get 20 vendors to spend $25 on a table and get some people here. And we got 30 vendors at the first one and 800 people showed up. You know, last Christmas we had 170 vendors. We had 4,000 people through here in 8 hours.
Jeez.
There's people from all over Minnesota. There's vendors coming from 4 states. There's people coming from 2 states. And to see that my staff and my team build that event from scratch, you know, 5 years ago, it was 20 tables and 800 people. Today it's, you know, we can't even compute how many people stayed room nights and how many people were in the Brainerd Lakes area that weekend just because of that event. So they're all favorite. If people walk in there and they love it and they're having fun and they're having a drink and they're eating some food and they're spending the day on the property, it's my favorite event because I want to be able to share this place and the experience that we have here with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the community has really backed you up on that. And we've seen that time and time again with the events and all that. So we're going to let you get back to the rest of your day. But looking at your website or anything like that, one more time for the listeners, looks like we've got Saturday. Boxing starts, looks like opens at 5 o'clock. The doors are $20 to get in. It's going to be a great night.
That is. And we have some second row seats left. So if they get online and they want a good seat, we do have some second row VIP seating still available.
Oh, that's awesome. So head over to northernpacificcenter.com and get your tickets now. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. See you guys.
See ya. And that was brought to you by Chris Hennigan with Hennigan Insurance. Have you or you got any insurance?
Who are you pointing at?
Or you?
Isaiah's saying that because we don't have video. He's just cheap shot here and there.
Nice.
All this I know is that someone that isn't a cheap shot artist is Chris Hennigan because he's a
rock star. He's awesome. He's awesome. So as you're coming into beautiful spring season, maybe you're going to pick up a toy or a boat or something like that.
Isn't a boat a toy?
A recreational vehicle, or a house.
Or a car. Give Chris Hennigan a call, or if you just want to reevaluate what you got,
give him a show. Hometown Insurance Agency.
Yep, absolute rock star.
Hey, do you want to do an ad break?
Let's do it. Moving and feeling your best has never been easier. All you have to do is go to postureprochiropractic.com and book your exam, adjustment, and massage chair session for $47 right online.
Question.
Yes.
Does he do the massages? Another question. Can you turn Colton's mic on?
I don't think he does. I also have a question.
Yes.
This look good, feel good. I've been going to him for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel great.
Yeah. You look good.
Oh, so yeah. It's working. Okay. Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Dr. Andy will be back in the office, I believe, later this week or early next. So after their
hit his website and get scheduled now. So yeah. For when he gets back, looks like he's enjoying himself. So.
Yep. 8-4 scorpions, I believe.
Four scorpions. Gosh.
Yep.
Wow.
What a crazy man.
You would have eaten five, right, Jacob?
If they were had the crust cut off, yeah, maybe.
The crust.
It filled with jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Local happening segment brought to you by
Lake Erie CPAs.
There's not a lot happening this week.
You know, we have one of the best events in the Brandon Lakes area this weekend. What's so that? The Cross Lake St. Patrick's Day Parade.
So go to the parade on Saturday and then get down to Brainerd to watch some boxing because you might want to box some people after being at the parade and getting in traffic.
I mean, this is the 50th annual.
Huge.
It's going to be big.
Yeah. Well, Colton, one of the shows you weren't at, we had them last week, and man, I've never seen Cindy this excited ever. She was.
Well, there's no snow. We don't need to plow back.
All that's what I was saying. Yeah. I'm excited.
Just the experience itself is going to be incredible this year. Just that fact alone, it's going to be warm. It's going to be the best. I mean,
and the party starts like early. If you're listening to this today.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And I know the day of, I believe it's 8 or 9 a.m. is the race, and you go to Andy's for some.
The Jameson. First thing that you have to hit if you're not racing, which I know none of us are, pancake.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I must have missed your resignation or your
resignation.
Your sign up for the Clover Dash.
I'll resign from the Clover Dash.
Perfect. All right. 8:30 at the Legion is a pancake breakfast. So hit that first, and then you can go over and watch all of the wonderful people run around for the Clover Dash. And then
I think we should find this pot of gold.
I think you're absolutely right because the prizes on this are absolutely stacked.
And that starts Thursday morning. The first clue at 9 a.m. Thursday.
Yep. Yep, there is just tons going on. For a little more in depth, make sure to listen back to last week's episode. We dive into a lot of the details and a lot of the stuff going on behind the scenes to make this happen. So huge shout out to the parade team that make this happen. So
can't wait.
Are you going to win that Desert Eagle? Or
what? I'm going to win everything.
Oh, I'm going to buy. I'm actually going to buy some stuff because I'm a big gun guy, as you heard last week.
Absolutely.
On the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, you definitely are.
Do you need, never mind.
Okay.
Where did I send this? I know Abby made up this thing. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Okay. So one thing we didn't talk about is, I know we talked Vikings. But the Wild one.
Yeah.
And I was at that game.
You were. I didn't realize. You didn't explain to me. It wasn't a normal overtime. What they did has never... I've never seen it.
Since 2017 was the last time it happened.
Okay.
So they obviously went into overtime. It was tied 3-3. And they skated for like 1 or 2 minutes. And then we pulled our goalie. And yeah. So it was smart 4-on-3. Yeah. So, and then obviously, you know, had an amazing play and scored. But what turns out is... the point system works differently because of that. So essentially what happens is typically, if I remember right, you tie, right? So whoever wins gets the win, but the other team still gets the tie point.
Yes.
So we would sacrifice any points since we pulled the goalie. You sacrifice the point when you pull the goalie. So it's a huge risk.
Well, then I really don't like the deal because 1 point is
if we would have lost, we wouldn't have gotten anything.
We wouldn't have gotten the tie, but
if that's the case, then it was ballsy.
Then. Okay. Yeah, it was really so ballsy.
I actually had the game on.
Yeah.
And suddenly there's four guys on ice. Did we pull, it was Fleury, right?
Yeah.
So did we pull him at a face-off or did we, control the puck and then there was a face-off down on their end and that's when we decided, or were we controlling the puck and Fleury came out during play and we added the fourth player?
Yeah, it was during play. Okay. We controlled the puck. There was a shift and then everyone was skating down to that end. The defensemen were already over there. And then all of a sudden, because Fleury was hanging out like way out in front of the goal. Like
so he wanted to come out.
10 feet. Yeah, he was sitting out there and I was like, what is he doing? And then all of a sudden the puck went across the center line and everyone was down there. And then he skated up and then Boldy came out or whoever.
Okay. That, yeah, you're right. I'm reading about this. I learned something today. I had no clue. So that was super ballsy because you're either, I mean, that's a big shift. Wow.
But because of the standings.
That's why more people don't do it.
Yeah, because of the standings, it's like he had to do it because Nashville was up so much.
So does Nashville get 2 points then instead of just overtime? No, but if Nashville would have scored, did they get that point that we no longer get?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. It's a 2-point win. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a risque.
Yeah.
It was risque.
That's crazy. Well, now I hope it works. And also,
it was so fun.
Yeah. I mean, you were there. I called you. It must have been like right after you guys had left or soon after.
I literally was in the parking garage. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were on this like ridiculous high. And I'm like, you okay? He's like, dude, the Wild game just got over. I totally forgot you guys were even there.
Yep.
And he's like, it was the craziest overtime. Boldy scored. And it's funny because when we went earlier this year, Boldy scored in overtime. Mm-hmm. Not the same way.
No.
You guys saw probably every 5 years?
Well, yeah. They said the last time it wasn't even us, but the last time this had happened and it worked was like 2017.
Wow. 7 years ago. Crazy.
So,
They are getting more help as well. Mm-hmm. Another highly touted Russian kid coming over. I put his name in here, and I would like...
I saw that. I was waiting for somebody to tell me how to say
the
that.
The funniest thing is, I was at my place the other day, Mall of America, and they already have...
I was just at my place.
Yeah. They already have jerseys made up.
Really?
Of this dude. So he must be the next...
And that name up. Fits on a
it
jersey?
It does, barely. And I was looking at it, I'm like... It was like Minkiewicz, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see. 1 second. His name is...
I got the first name. Marat.
Marat...
You probably said that wrong.
Marat? Did you take it off this thing?
Nope. It's the top.
Oh. Kuznetsov.
His nuts went where?
Kuznetsov. Marat Kuznetsov. I mean, it's just like John Anderson, you know?
Yeah. 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 It's the same thing.
So.
Same difference.
Anyway, Marat Kuznetsov. Marat.
Grow up.
You know how long it took for people to get Kirill versus Kirill and Kaprizov versus Kiprasov? It's like, this dude just like, no.
You almost had a little Russian accent there, really. This dude.
Speaking of recording a podcast, or growing up, sorry, I'm doing two things once. Have you ever been to the Muddy Cow in Shakopee?
No.
No? So it's one of those fine establishments that have two-for-ones.
Oh, the old twofer.
All day.
All day.
Two for ones all day.
Every day?
Every day. So Mr. Jordan Ure and I went over there after the Deer and Turkey show on Saturday night.
Yep.
And I just meandered my way over to the popcorn machine because it was about midnight.
Yep.
And I was feeling a little snack. And to my surprise, I did not find popcorn. Now, What do you think I found in that machine?
Peanuts.
I was going to say beer nuts. What? Cheez-Its.
Cheese balls.
Oh, I've seen this before.
They bought a tub of cheese balls from probably Costco and like dumped them in there.
Power move.
They had the warmer on. They were nice and warm. It was
that's nice. Something.
Yeah.
I like that.
Muddy cow.
I like that.
Yeah, so I had cheesy fingers going home from that part of the night.
Got a little cheesy out there, eh?
It's kind of like when you leave the pickle, you'll smell like it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you leave the muddy cow, you just have cheese all over your sleeves. Yeah.
That's how the cops know where you were. Yep. hand you your license and there's a little cheese residue on there. Yeah, I know you weren't at home.
Why are there cops in this story?
There isn't. I'm just saying that.
Oh, like hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Got like it. When you roll the window down, you can smell the pickle and alcohol
instead of cheese powder.
Yeah. Looks like our DNR is stocking the Cayuna Mine Lakes with trout.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. again
I mean, do they usually do that every year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was a story.
Yeah, there are trout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Lakes of Your Heroes Gala,
that's coming up.
Sold out.
How'd you do that? You got the last table.
I sold like 3 tables in the last couple weeks.
Done. Did you do it down at Shakopee?
How many tables?
30.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
She's going to be a full house.
Yeah, we
got
30 tables at 10 people a table, persons a table.
She's going to be a full house.
For those of you that are listening that have purchased a table, I need you to send me the list of people who's coming, and we're asking you to invite a hero to your table. So.
Yeah, I love that.
April 26th.
I'm so happy for you.
I have a hero at my table.
That's not you.
That's not me.
No.
Who's your hero?
My brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. St. Paul PD's finest, right?
Yep.
But we do still have some sponsorship opportunities. So if you want to come in and be a part of it on that level, just give me a shout. Happy to help.
I love that. I hate this.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Congrats. Once again, I love that news. I hate this news. Pequot girls basketball did not make it to state. They were up in the last minute of the game in Brainerd the other day against Crosby.
Why is it always got to be Crosby?
Every single time.
It's always in Brainerd.
Yep.
Always against Crosby.
Yep.
Always a great game.
Yeah.
They lost by 3?
I believe so. Dang. And they were up by 1 with like 46 seconds to go from what I understand. Unreal. But you know what? Great season. They did not have one of their top players who had been out for the last month. Izzy Larson.
Yeah, I thought it was the Larson girl.
Yep. But you know what? Great year for them. Another fun year. That is one thing you always get at Pequot is good basketball. The boys have a shot. By the time this airs, the game would have been played. I believe they're up in Duluth against Staples to go to state.
Tuesday? Wednesday.
Yep. So by the time this airs, we will have a winner of that game. Crosby plays New London Spicer in the quarterfinals on Wednesday, which I believe Pequot's played New London Spicer before at state. Isaiah, I see you have Ideal Green Market closed on the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that mean?
The Ideal Green Market, which is next to the old mill.
Closed on the 9th.
They officially are closed.
Shuttered the doors, in biz.
So what is was that a big draw out there? I'm sorry, I don't
it
know.
It was, yeah, because they did a lot of really good things partnering with local vendors and local
farmers
and stuff like that to bring really good
awesome
produce and stuff like that. I know Wild Acres brought stuff there, so it was kind of a shame that they weren't able to stay open. So
it is unfortunate, but it does sound like it was time.
Yeah.
It sounds like they had never made a profit.
Yep.
And been around quite a while, unfortunately. Just couldn't make her.
Colton, when you were on an island somewhere and saw a lot of luscious green grass, did you go golfing?
I did not golf.
No?
No.
We golfed. Well, we were here.
Yep.
Did you?
Yep. I've been golfing 4 times.
Crosses has been open for a couple weeks. I went. Played 18 with Packy. And
thanks tell you for what, the invite.
I golfed once on the Saturday we got home from Mexico, twice on Sunday, morning and afternoon. And then we went out again later that week, and now this week looks phenomenal.
How's the game?
Very good.
You guys doing well?
I beat Andrew.
I outdrove Packy.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we both actually it won't keep up. Don't
happen again. Yeah.
I always am better right away. It's crazy. I think it's because you go out there with a not caring mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's nice after hitting on the mat all winter to actually be able to make a divot with my irons.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
Do you actually feel the simulators help?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Really?
Ton. Nah. With my drive, especially.
Really?
Not with my irons as much.
Yeah.
Short game, a little bit, but my irons is awful because I always take a divot.
I have a video proof of me hitting the ball and getting it within 4 feet of the hole out there. I almost hold it.
Wow. I also have video proof. So, Jacob, I don't know if you told Colton this, but I went on a ride-along last week.
Oh, God. Are we going to get into that right now?
No, I just want to tell a short story. We can talk about it after.
Just a short story.
So, a good friend of mine, you know, we're doing some shooting for Lake Sierra Heroes, and she invited me to come do a ride-along in Cass County. Little did I know, she's actually the city car for Cass Lake.
Oh,
and,
nice.
We got in, and she was like, let's go to work. Let's go to work. Let's find let's find some bad guys. And within 5 minutes of us getting to Cass Lake, she finds somebody, and this person ran from her.
And you were looking for people with warrants.
We were looking for people with warrants. Yeah. I don't know how much I can't divulge much, but literally we were cruising. She's explained to me, all right, this is this neighborhood. This is the people that live here, and this is what we typically see. And then we drive by somebody walking and goes, oh, I think I know who that is. She pulls up her warrant. She goes, that's who it is. So she stops the car, flips her lights on, and then gets out. And then this person just takes off running. And this deputy that I was with she's 23, I think. And she ran her down. The perp tried to run into their house, but she came out with her and cuffed her in front of me, in front of the car and stuff like that. And I was like, let's go.
Nice.
Let's go.
And then you mentioned there was a couple later that night, some stops.
We had a... There was a house fire at one point.
Wow.
Where we were patrolling one area. There's a house fire. There's another person that ran from her that we saw. And then we tried to loop back to go grab him. And the guy dipped out of the woods. So we had a few cars and we were patrolling around. And it was...
So, Colton, I think we're learning something here that Isaiah might become a cop.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't get home until 4 a.m.
How did your wife feel about that?
she was like, are you just getting home? And I'm like, yeah. I'm going to police. I'm going to cop school. And she's like, no, you're not. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
She's like, shut up, Isaiah. I got to wake up in an hour.
Yeah.
That's funny. But that's cool. I mean, usually when people go on ride-alongs, you don't get that. Speeding. And
I've done a couple ride-alongs and it's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. So that's awesome.
Thanks to Sheriff Welk and those guys up at Cass County.
That was really fun. I mean, I'm glad we went up for that. That was a good crew up there.
Yeah. So... But
I think that's it. One more thing before you sign off. Really big news. If you haven't heard, Colton's back.
Hey!
Welcome.
For now.
Welcome.
His winter's just been really hard, so I got one more trip I just got. I got to get out of here.
I understand. Cold, snow.
It's just brutal.
So rough.
Oh, man.
Oh,
the lakes are open. Like, what the?
Somebody was out on their fishing boat yesterday. I saw it.
All right, is your ride in need of a little TLC? Look no further than Hills Detailing Center, the Lakes area experts in all things detailing, interior, exterior, ceramic coatings, window tint, and paint protection film. Give Nate a call at 218-839-0109. Who details your ride? They also do boats.
Awesome. Isaiah, do you want to take us home here?
I sure do. Country Road. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Posture Pro Chiropractic, Lake Sierra CPAs, Chris Henneken with Henneken Insurance, Nate Hill with Hills Detailing Center, and Pequot Lakes and Gull Lake Sanitation. Look at you.